Tinsel, electric lights, glass ornaments, the basics of a well-decorated Christmas tree, and a highly tempting potential danger for your pet. Take another look at that Christmas tree, this time from the point of view of a curious cat or excited dog. Dr. Matt Fraker from the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center says for the health of your pet, you need to reconsider some of your holiday decorations.
Tinsel and ribbons are classic causes of linear foreign bodies. A linear foreign body is a foreign body that doesn't directly obstruct, like getting a bone or a corn cob, a small ball, where an animal ingests it and it blocks the intestines focally. What these linear foreign bodies do, string is a classic one, tinsel, ribbons, the string that homemade garlands are on, where they have popcorn and all sorts of little food treats. Cats, probably a lot more than dogs, cats love to chew on those. And what they'll do is they'll just sort of chew on them, and the next thing you know, they've swallowed them in their stomach. As that linear foreign body passes out of stomach, gets in the intestines, it strings itself out. And then the far part of the intestines works against the nearer part of the intestines, and they accordion pleat against themselves, trying to move the string foreign body through. So you get this linear obstruction of these accordion pleated intestines. We've seen some that involved a lot of intestine, and it's a real nasty, because to fix that, you have to obviously remove the obstruction.
You have to operate.
You have to operate, yeah.
Is it deadly?
Yes, it can be. If the response time isn't prompt, you can get in all sorts of problems. And when you're dealing with like a focal obstruction, you go to that part of the intestine and you remove the offending, whatever's blocking the foreign body, you just remove the foreign body. But when you get into these linear foreign bodies, you can't just open up, find the string, and strip it out, because when you pull that string out, there's the interior of the intestines are so intimate with that string foreign body, they're so tight to it, that if you just try to pull that string out, you strip out, you strip and slough a lot of intestinal wall. So you have to go in and pull a little bit, see what you can get out, and snip it, and then you go, you know, three places in the intestine or five places in the intestine. I mean, multiple enterotomies,
oh,
is what we call
goodness.
It, to get these out. And they are common. Dogs will get linear foreign bodies too. A lot of times with dogs, it's a string attached to something, and the something will get stuck in the stomach. The string will make it out, and then the string goes down and starts and all those intestines start accordion pleating all the way up against the stomach. So anything that has the linear, sort of the string, the decorative ribbons, there's so many ribbons on packages right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that thing of not, you know, throwing the ribbon.
Just don't carelessly toss it aside.
Don't toss it aside. If you have a cat or kittens are probably worse. Younger cats are probably more curious about this than older cats are, but that are exploring your packages and they have lots of ribbons and you may want to put those gifts up high or don't put them out until Santa comes. Avoid tinsel altogether.
Oh, tinsel is trouble. We had a cat, Tiger Lily, who ate apparently a small piece of tinsel. And we discovered that when my sister looked at Tiger Lily's rear end, and there was a little bit of tinsel
yes.
sticking out.
Oh,
and
my
so
gosh.
Dina just grabbed it and pulled it out, and it was it was just a small amount, thank goodness. We called her Shiny Hiney for a while. But we lucked out on that one.
That is probably the only humorous element of a linear ingestion is when they make it all the way through.
Yeah.
And then get partially, I mean, this is sort of bathroom humor, but when that string, we've seen dogs who are chasing their tails because they can't, and then the owners are calling us on the phone and we're trying to talk the owner through, grab it, gently pull it. And if you pull that and it's not moving, or if every time you pull it, the dog's chin goes down, stop. No, but we have to coach these people through such a graphic solution to their animal's problem.
So probably the best solution is keep the tinsel off the tree. Don't even put
it
on the tree.
Keep the tinsel off the tree and keep those homemade holiday garlands, because they're just begging for animal attention.
If you've got popcorn on them, dogs are going to go after
popcorn,
that.
Popcorn and then the little dough things, and those dough things are toxically salty to animals. So pet owners should avoid food homemade garlands, probably just homemade garlands in general.
Go to Neiman Marcus and buy some decorations.
Exactly.
You know, don't be making things at home your animal's going to want to eat.
Exactly.
Well, what about lighting? Is Christmas lighting or maybe even a Hanukkah menorah at all hazardous to our pets?
The only reason Christmas probably poses a greater holiday than all year round with cords is the electrical cord issue. And those, again, those small Christmas light electrical cords are very interesting. And this is mostly, again, a problem with younger cats who get on them, sort of like the Christmas vacation where they chew on the cords. And dogs, we've seen dogs get nailed on cords too. It's just that in Christmas time, there's more cord accessibility. And there's a lot of interesting stuff around the cords to make these animals explore anyway, packages and decorations.
And we're distracted as pet parents, so not really watching them as closely as maybe we should be.
Well, cords are sort of mindless. You know, I can see people paying attention to their packaging and how their pets are approaching their gifts. But when you get into lights and stuff, yeah, you plug the tree in, it's awesome, and you go enjoy your holiday. I mean, year-round, you want to watch how your pet, especially new pets and new households, act around cords, puppies and kittens primarily. But at Christmas time, it's just that there's a lot more availability. And they can get into trouble. I mean, they can definitely get mouth burns, electrocution. We have been fortunate. We've seen a lot of animals who chewed through cords but unplugged the whatever they're chewing on before they got into the wires. It's, again, just sort of a heads-up situation.
Christmas and the holidays always bring different types of greenery. Mistletoe, poinsettias, lilies,
yes.
Christmas trees. Are these things we have to be concerned about?
I think it's the humanesociety.org has a list of household plants that can be toxic to animals. There's enough of them out there. Poinsettias, there's crystals in the leaves, so they can chew.
Oh.
If they chew on those leaves, they can get oral inflammation, throat inflammation, stomach inflammation. Easter lilies are very toxic to cats, primarily the ones who get into trouble with Easter lilies. But it's sort of, I mean, I would recommend for any pet owner to go to the humanesociety.org website, and if you type in household plants that are toxic to pets, they have a really nice list. It's a big list. You could spend a lot of time talking about them, and just grab the list and kind of go through your plant collection and see what you have available.
What about the water? If we have a live tree in a stand, and we have to, of course, you have to put water in there every day. Sometimes dogs will go up there, start lapping away at that. Is that at all worrisome? Is there bacteria there?
It's just that it's not the cleanest water. I don't know that there's any toxic concerns with the water that sits at the base of a Christmas tree. More than anything, especially with dogs, it's their ability to turn a Christmas tree over when they try to get to the water. I mean, it's more of just the damaging of the potential damage to have an animal come in and try to get to that water. But I don't think that these trees harbor the real ones, the real Christmas trees are cut down, you throw them in, you know, pine sap, those kind of things shouldn't pose a serious threat to your animal. But it is, yeah, it's just the danger of causing some damage when they try to get into there.
That's Dr. Matt Fraker from the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal. Fraker adds that not only are holiday decorations potentially hazardous to your furry pals, holiday gifts can be dangerous too. Nonstick cookware releases a chemical when heated that's toxic and deadly to birds. And Fraker says, just as with tinsel, be careful when gifting your pet with a toy that has strings or ribbons attached. A great idea for a holiday gift for yourself might just be a lovable animal for year-round fun and companionship. So consider the Animal House Pet of the Week. It's Ginger. This 10-year-old hound mix wants to be your one and only, totally house-trained. Ginger is friendly, adaptable, and quiet. She's also a clever girl, a mistress of sit and down. By the way, her leash manners are impeccable. You can find Ginger at Wishbone Canine Rescue in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.